You know, one of the things we've been talking about on the show, and welcome back on our network of stations across the region, is the New England small business environment. A lot of people, we know it's a booming housing market if you're a seller. We know that people are trying to get people to find workers, and the economy's revving back. Consumer demand and is sometimes outpacing supply. But we always turn to our friends at Bank of America with great expertise. And we have Stacy, who is the New England Division Small Business Manager for the Bank of America. And J-Dog, of course, you spoke with Stacy before she came on. And I want to, there are many things to get into. So, Stacy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And, you know, you recently published results from a small business owner report. Can we just start with that? Because I believe, Stacy, that small business is the backbone of our economy. We hear so much from politicians and policymakers about our big corporations and Amazon and everything else in the markets, but New England is full of small business owners. I think you'd agree. And what they find, what they deal with, is pretty much the backbone of our economy, correct?
I would definitely agree.
So tell us about the small business owner report.
Sure. So we came out with the report as of this spring, and we came out with five high-level findings from the survey. So I'm going to go high-level through the five findings. So the first was really a bullish business outlook and the impact of our available vaccines. So based on the survey, more than half of small businesses expect their revenue to increase over the next 12 months, which is an amazing number. And nearly 8 in 10 said that an available vaccine in their local communities would be helpful in bringing their business back to normal. The second finding we had is economic concerns amid recovery. So as the U.S. political environment and healthcare costs remain top concerns for small business owners, they're really keeping an eye on macro factors that might impact their day-to-day operations. So that would be commodity prices, interest rates, as well as corporate tax rates.
Go ahead, Stacy.
So the third finding was reflections on running a business throughout the pandemic. When we saw this definitely very locally, business owners really took advantage of the resources, programs to help them guide through the pandemic. And they also relied on family and friends and seeking professional guidance. The fourth finding was pandemic-related changes that are expected to last. Mm-hmm. So what we saw is the majority of our business owners really anticipate that the operational changes that they made in response to the virus will continue beyond the pandemic. And that specifically means enhancing their sanitation practices and also building a digital sales strategy. The last one that we came up with is societal shifts influence small business owners. So over half of business owners said that they are committed to advocating for social change through their business. And then nearly one third said that social justice issues have directly impacted their approach to conducting and also running their business.
Well, a lot of interesting findings there. Stacy Palovich is the New England Division Small Business Manager for our friends at Bank of America. Stacy, I want to come back to an employment question because, you know, we know for weeks or months now, I don't think there's been an economic crisis coming out of the pandemic. I think that all business owners want is to be left alone and let them run their business. But I've seen more help wanted hiring signs from the back of trucks to stores all across the region in not just New England. And if you're an employer, I guess I imagine many small business owners are thinking about the need to hire again. What should they be doing to attract talent? Because that's the big question, right? And I think they're going to be out-of-the-box benefits. I mean, to get someone to work, it might be a lifestyle hire. It might be 2 or 3 days you work from home, 2 or 3 days you have to be on the road. But what should small business owners do to attract talent?
Yeah, and this is a great question, and we're seeing this. I see this with all of our small business owners where they're trying to attract talent. So that's really a key for them. And it's also interesting because the survey found that 1 in 5 business owners plan to hire this year, but almost half of them reported difficulty actually finding qualified candidates. So we have just two tips for businesses looking to ensure they're attractive for top talent. The first one is just to create an app that's easy to navigate. So you want the application process that is quick and easy, but you want it to still screen for the experience level you're looking for. We'd also recommend making your application mobile friendly as well. The second tip that we have is to get everyone to recruit. So tapping into your current employees is one of the most powerful and cost-effective strategies to both find and recruit talent. the employees that you have at your company have familiarity with your company culture and also the necessary skill sets to thrive at your organization. We'd recommend considering offering bonuses to staff who can refer new employees.
Okay. And then as far as the, you know, long and short-term goals of a business, I think this is a fascinating study from, or actually research you have found, Stacy, and your team. 60% of small businesses in the New England region expect their revenue to increase over the next 12 months. And nearly 80% attribute that to more people getting vaccines, more people pretty much being out, and sort of the COVID thing getting behind us. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would definitely agree. And it's what's also surprising from the survey is while one quarter applied for business loan or line of credit over the past year, it said only 16% say that they will seek financing in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about your short and long-term goals, Bank of America would really would recommend focusing on two strategies. The number one is just to prioritize your business plan. So here at Bank of America, we have small business bankers. They can help you take stock of what your business's current situation and business plan looks like to make sure that you set realistic goals for your business's recovery. The second recommendation that we have is just to explore available resources. So depending on what your specific goals are, we're here to help you make sure you meet those goals, whether it be through traditional financing or connecting you with some of our network of CDFI partners that are across the country.
You're listening to Stacy Palovich. She's a division of New England Small Business Division for Bank of America. Stacy, how important, and we've seen this with both, you know, workers, but how important is the small business owner to rely on all the digital assets and all the digital technologies that they can take advantage of?
Yeah, really great question. I've seen this firsthand with everything that we're experiencing. But really, the pandemic has caused businesses to make operational changes. So it's really accelerated the transition to digital. We saw throughout the survey that 62% of small business owners anticipate operational changes that they implemented during the pandemic will continue. So this is going to create an increase in digital and online sales strategy, more cashless payments. Then we're also going to see more clients interacting virtually with both their employees and their customers. And that will continue most likely into the future.
And you know, I love entrepreneurism. I think of the entrepreneurial spirit sometimes gets tested. It gets challenged. It's I think if you look at, you don't have to say this, Stacy, but some of the policy out of Washington, it's almost squelches entrepreneurism. But we need people to start businesses. We need people to grow businesses, especially small ones. You know, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 20, 30 employees. We need these small businesses, especially in New England, to be healthy and thrive. And they've been, the last year and a half, for a lot of different reasons, a lot of stuff was thrown at small businesses. But I guess my question is, what's the outlook if we had to wrap things up from your research, your studies, Stacy, Bank of America research, great expertise. I think it's the best out there on the, you know, the forecast, sort of the small business forecast for New England. Is it healthy? Do people feel pretty good, or do they feel they're going to take two steps forward and one back? And do you think there's going to be a fair number of people looking to start a business in this environment if you had to go out the next 12 to, you know, 6 to 18 months?
Yeah, very good question. And I think overall the outlook is really positive. So I know we spoke about this in the beginning with the survey, with 60% of small businesses expecting their revenue to increase over the next 12 months, and then 80% attributing the vaccine to bringing their business back to normal. I would say on top of that, just based on the survey, we had nearly all entrepreneurs rate their business's financial situation as either strong or fair. So I'd say overall, we're seeing really encouraging progress for the community in New Hampshire and also nationwide. And here at Bank of America, we're looking forward to bringing business owners into 2021 and beyond and help them meet their goals and aspirations.
Well, I appreciate your time, Stacy Palovich, Bank of America, and Brian Gripp and others on your team out there listening, enjoying the great expertise for our small businesses, Stacy. And before I let you go, how long have you been with Bank of America?
I have been with Bank of America for more than 10 years.
You a fan of small businesses when you go out and work and talk with your clients in the small business side? Do you like enjoying seeing the diversity of the different kind of businesses out there?
Yeah, I would say this is hands down the best role at the bank, just meeting with clients, seeing what your goals are, and helping you achieve all of those goals. It's amazing.
All right. Thank you very much, Stacy, with Bank of America, for joining us right here on Good Morning New Hampshire. Thank you very much.
Thank you.